Stay tuned now for the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. Thank you for listening. I'm here with Thomas Zito from VIP Country Club, and he's here to speak about the VIP Country Club, its membership options, and more. We are so excited to have him. So I just wanted to welcome you here, Tom. Thank you for coming in. And, you know, the VIP Country Club has been there for so many years. It's on the Davenport Neck, which is the Davenport Road on Davenport Avenue, all the way out by the water on the shore. And it's one of the only shorelines in Westchester County, which is amazing. And there's dwindling beach clubs there because we now do not have Beckwith Point any longer. There's a condo complex, but VIP Country Club is holding out. They have beautiful events. We've had events at the VIP Country Club, and they do a fantastic job. So tell us a little, what is the VIP Country Club, Tom?
Well, the VIP Country Club is a members private club, but we also host weddings and all sorts of social functions throughout the year. We're located on the shores of New Rochelle, as you mentioned, on the water there. And we do have a beach club that we operate from Memorial Day through Labor Day with membership. And we've recently added a new addition to it, a members-only lounge, which is a adult lounge that we've built in the building where we can host events throughout the year. So the summer membership would not only include the access to the beach and tennis throughout the summer, but it also will include a calendar of events that will take place throughout the winter months as well, on Saturday nights, Sunday brunches, things of that nature. But there'll also be a calendar so people can really utilize the facility throughout the year from a membership standpoint.
Now, you were gracious enough to help us have our holiday party at the VIP Country Club, and it was beautiful. We had so many great compliments. It was very well attended. And we were in the 600 Lounge. Was it called 600 Club?
Right, 600 Lounge.
600 Lounge, right. The Members Lounge. And it was completely renovated. Do you want to talk about some of those renovations, Tom?
We actually renovated the entire facility as of the middle of last year. The whole upstairs ballrooms were redone, ceilings, as well as 600. We put in all the more of a Manhattan style of lounge with booth settings and monitors on the walls where people can host corporate events with these monitors. It has a 4,000-square-foot outside patio area where in summer months barbecues could be hosted or any type of corporate function, team-building events can be held there.
Now, there are a few clubs on that strip. With some of them are members. But what separates you from the competitors, Tom?
Well, I think as far as the beach clubs are concerned, I think we're one of the one facilities where it's separated from the banquets. So the people aren't, for lack of a better phrase, the beach club members, we don't have to ask to leave or it doesn't affect the weddings and the weddings don't affect them. But also from the wedding standpoint, I think what separates us from a lot of our competitors is details. We go through a lot of painstaking details in the execution of our weddings. We have our own waiter school on site, as well as the privacy that we provide. All of our dining rooms have their own restroom facilities, coat checks. So really never people cross paths, and so everything is very private. All of our dining rooms have outside terraces. I think that's what really separates us.
Yeah, and that's
the details.
Meaningful.
Anybody
right.
can
yeah.
cater an event.
Yeah, that's meaningful. Like if you're a bride, you don't want to see another bride that day.
I mean, so if
you don't cross paths, that's really a wonderful thing. Let's talk quickly about you, Tom. I didn't give you a great introduction,
that's
so
okay.
let's talk about you. You're the general manager of VIP Country Club. How long have you been there?
Well, I've been there since its inception. I've been there 21 years now. I used to run another major facility in New York. I've been in the restaurant business my whole life, nightclubs, mm-hmm. which is a big help with opening 600.
Yeah.
And we've recently also started off-premise catering. I used to do that years back, and that's a great outlet for us as well. So now we'll also be able to deliver foods and beverages to homes and cater private events in homes.
Oh, that's exciting. That's something
and
new.
What separates us apart from that, it's we're probably one of the few caterers that is able to deliver alcohol as well. So we have the license to do that. So it's not just food. We can provide a full service catering event at your home or at the outside at the beach club, at the cabanas, things like that.
And when you're doing that, you could send wait staff and everything, correct?
Right. Right now we can send small wait staff to an event or we can have crews go in and set up buffets and then just come back and break them down. So it really makes people become guests at their own affair in their own home. So people, housewives, husbands don't have to clean up and they can just attend their own event.
Yeah, that's always nice. We're always
whether they're with
us
at the VIP or in their homes.
Yeah, and we're happy to have them on board. They completely renovated. If you haven't been there, you have to check it out. I think for their members recently, they had a Valentine's Day exciting event, which was really beautiful, right? How was that?
It went very well. We had about almost 300 people there, and then we also had 600 for the members, for people that didn't want to come for a sit-down dinner, so to speak, and more of a dancing atmosphere and social atmosphere. We also hosted another event the week after for Valentine's Day, which also worked out very, very well.
Yeah, and you can't beat the ambiance. So tell us a little about your waiter school. What is that like?
Well, we just, first of all, we just don't hire someone, put them a tuxedo, and put them on the, you're a waiter. So after an interview process, we have our own school because we do things a certain way, and we just don't want to put someone into the situation. So we have four separate classes. They have to attend at least one before they start, and when they do start, they'll trail with an experienced waiter until both I and the waiter is comfortable doing it on their own. But we train them from every aspect, from tableside cooking, because all of our cocktail hours are very customized and personalized to each guest, not just the wedding. So if someone's attending an event, if they don't care for something at the cocktail hour, the staff working the buffet could literally change it. So we do from everything from tableside cooking, for people's knowledge of pronunciation of items, so no one's going to say Merlot. we've all had those waiters.
Right.
But it's important because it's all in the details, as I said earlier. So they're trained on cocktail hours, dinner, desserts, and beverage service.
Well, that's wonderful because a lot of times you're planning an event and you want it to be like white glove service or something, and so you can't have so many of these events. Sometimes you go someplace and the waiter doesn't know it. You know, you're right, how to pronounce something, as little as that, which is very important. So that's wonderful that you treat them like they're
allergies,
students.
Things like that. They have to
yeah,
be aware
of all. That's great.
Because we deal with people with life events, and that's what I always impress on them. Because, you know, people, whether it's a graduation, a retirement, a communion, a wedding, it's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, it is.
And it's important days to people, and it has to be special.
And you can't pick a better location. I mean, the water there. If you're having an event there, is there waterfront views that you could take pictures?
Sure. We literally have a beach. If bride and groom wanted a feet in the sand picture, we could provide access to that. And we also have access to we have a 120-year-old estate where they can go take very private waterfront pictures, not worrying about another bride pulling up or kids playing or yelling in the background. So it can be a very private waterfront experience. Definitely.
Very nice.
Very close to the water.
Okay. So tell us about the wedding packages, if there's any brides out there listening.
Well, we pride ourselves on what's always made us unique is a restaurant experience. And what I mean by that is, as I said earlier, there are a lot of great caterers out there, and sometimes some of us get into a little bit of tunnel vision. But what's always set us apart is that restaurant experience. So as I mentioned a few moments ago, the cocktail hour is very interactive for guests. So if someone doesn't care for something, they can change it. No one's wondering what is this, or there's always staff behind the buffets. We hand out printed, personalized menus with everything described, as well as there's always a nightly dinner special that the bride and groom don't even know what it is. So our staff presents menus and then goes forward explaining that there's a dinner special the evening. And people are pretty impressed with that alone.
Yeah.
And then we have wine lists on the table. So we offer like 13 different types of wines. Printed wine menus are on the tables. And then we've recently, this year, we're training the staff to do coffee service. Rather than just putting out coffee cups and serving coffee, we hand out coffee menus.
So it's almost like a wedding experience.
Yeah, and it's a restaurant experience.
Yeah, a restaurant.
So the waiter will come up to your table, and there's a coffee menu now. So we have 9 different types of organic teas, all types of specialty coffees, the flavorings. So the waiters will literally take your choice of coffee or tea or raspberry cappuccino, for example, just as they would in a restaurant.
Well, that's really nice because when you go out for a wedding, it could be quite costly because you want to give a nice gift. So this is a nice way of personalizing the evening for the guests, which is really nice.
And for the couples that are shopping because, you know, after they look at one or two places, they walk into the third or fourth place saying, well, I know what this fella's going to say. Pick this, pick that. But when they come into us and we explain to them this restaurant style of service, they're pretty impressed with it.
So I think that, you know, you can't, like I said, you can't beat the location with the view and the ambiance and the new renovations. It's beautiful. Like I said, if you haven't been in there, the carpeting is all changed. We actually last year had our dinner dance at VIP, and we were quite impressed. Many of the people hadn't been there since the renovations happened, and it was really beautiful. Now, do you have new menus that you're talking?
Yes, this year we launched all new menus, which are very, very extensive. We have roughly 25 or plus different types of action stations from today's very popular, you know, locally sourced items and to vegetarian types of menus. We have a pasta station without pasta with all spiralized vegetables and preparing them just as you would a pasta.
Oh, that's fun. So now you must be the wedding expert.
Well,
what's popular now in weddings?
Well, the after parties, which also is with 600, it helps as well because now people can come on site and do everything there.
So after the party's over. There, Tom, because we're going to go to break. But I want to pick up the 600 Club when we get back because we have lots to talk about with that, including an executive membership. Let's put that on hold. If you're listening, to Tom Esposito of the VIP Country Club right here in NeuroShell. We'll be right back.
Take to the airwaves with us every day at Westchester's only remaining local community station, 1460 on your AM dial, or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the NeuroShell Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, you're listening to The Chamber Show. This is Jennifer Lancer. And we're here today with Thomas Esposito. He's the general manager and has been the general manager for the VIP Country Club right here in New Rochelle on Davenport Avenue, on the Davenport Neck. And that's right by the water. And we were just talking about how Tom is a wedding expert, actually. And he was just telling us some of the trends. And one of the trends that he mentioned, which was so interesting, is the after parties. People are now not only concerned with everything else going on with the wedding, but what are people going to do after? So you were just talking about the 600 lounge that you've newly renovated, which is really, really as great as he talks about. There's like tufted cushions around the columns. I love that look. It's like a fancy hotel. And there's booths and all types of, then there's a bar, a stand-up bar. And the way they display the food is really great. It's like on a high granite, tabletop, you know, like almost like a kitchen tabletop, and it's really great. It's like a buffet style. So if you have eats after the party, which I'm sure some people do,
yes,
after all that dancing. So talk to us more about you know, what should a potential bride and groom do before they start their venue search?
Well, I think one oversight a lot of brides and grooms make, or engaged couples, is I guess they're in the moment and they don't plan before they shop. And I think something that they should do is try and speak to parents, because that's where the big surprises lie, and to make up an accurate guest list, because any facility you walk into is going to ask you how many people do you have. You know, sometimes you have somebody's, well, I might have 100 to 250. Well, that's a big swing.
Yes.
You know, right. So you have to narrow it down a little bit so a facility can give you a little bit of an interview, which we do, rather than just walk you around and give you menus and prices. So we'll ask brides and grooms, do you need to have your ceremony here? How many people are you expecting? Are desserts important to you? Is seafood important to you? So we know as we're giving them the tour what to offer them as a custom menu. So I think that's one of the big things that they don't do. They don't make up accurate guest lists. And they should come up with a budget. I mean, let's be realistic. It's a big event. It's a life event. And what they'd like to, because some people come in and they'll want to price out something, and then it's not this way they can narrow down where they want to go look.
So do you do that? Do you help them? Do you offer wedding planning when booking?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, mm-hmm. we can work in, we fully realize with today's day and age that it's people, not so much on budgets, but people are always looking for the best values for their money. And we can back into that. And that's why, but their priorities are important to us. You know, we don't want to give them the menu we want at the price we want. We want to give them the menu they want at mm-hmm. the price they want. But as long as they're forthwith and open and honest with us and say, this is what's important to me, desserts. I have to have seafood. I could care less about desserts. Mm-hmm. Then we can design a menu. So it's not just a package we give. We put the package together in front of them. So the cocktail hour items, the dinner items. Some people want to do just stations, things right. like that. So, and then they want to do these after parties. So that's where 600 comes in very mm-hmm. nicely for them.
Sure, yeah.
So as the party ends upstairs, they
especially bring, on the premises. Right. If they were drinking a lot, they could just do it downstairs.
They bring a group of guests.
It's
we
a
give
lot
them
of fun.
Some light foods, and they can dance a little further and go forward.
Because nobody
there.
Wants the party to end.
Nope. Today's day and age.
Right. So this is something new that you've brought in, and you've actually positioned it to the chamber as, and we're rolling it out to our members. There's a little a benefit for the members sure. of the Chamber of Commerce as well. And I'm going to announce it here, the executive membership. Let's talk about a little about that.
Well, what we developed because bride and grooms are a little bit older now, getting married. It's no more very, 20, 21, it's more in the mm-hmm. 27 to 35-year-old range. Mm-hmm. So they're a little older. And we developed a membership, whereas they don't need a family membership to the beach club. So you might have two people, or you might have a corporate membership as the chamber, where they can join as a corporate member, where the price is geared so that they can still enjoy the beach and tennis club, but they like to take more benefit of 600 Lounge with things like happy hours or corporate meetings. Or we do, this year we're doing just for small corporations and businesses, like holiday happy hours throughout the season. So that somebody who has a small corporation or office of four or five people, they don't have to go just sit at a restaurant and have dinner and that's it. But they can come to an atmosphere like this. There's dancing. There's a buffet. They're interacting with other companies, of course, because mm-hmm. But we can reserve an area for 20 or 30 or 10 people, and it worked out very well.
And I like to say, there's a couple of scenarios. Perhaps you want to take a client out to lunch. The 600 Club is a
hopefully
great place to do that.
Yep.
I mean, you could do that everywhere in New Rochelle. We have lots of wonderful members in our membership as chamber members, and you can go to lunch in any of those places. But if you go to the club, you can enjoy a tennis game, perhaps.
Well, yep.
You can
well,
have a drink.
Our corporate member can mm-hmm. come and have lunch by the pool.
Have lunch by the pool.
So
you could entertain their family.
You make reservations, of course, but
right.
they can entertain family. They can
yep.
they could do team building events where they play tennis and have food, and we can make it very private for them as well.
Yeah, and I mean, there's three levels of membership, so it's kind of a la carte.
Exactly.
That you can do what your budget allows. Perhaps you're just a business starting out, and you just want to try to impress a client. And
exactly.
this is a great way, and they're very reasonable pricing.
Yes,
I feel
it's an introductory offer.
It's an introductory
yes.
offer, mm-hmm. and it's a great idea to use this to help charm your clients. I think
right. It's an executive membership. Mm-hmm. If anyone calls, they can even ask. We have literature we can mail out to them as well, so they can review it at their leisure, mm-hmm. and then we can always set up an appointment for them to tour not only the 600, but the outside beach club areas.
So, Tom, I should have done this much earlier, but why don't you give your contact information in case somebody wants to either join the club or book a wedding or even have like a family party, maybe a 90th birthday party or something
well,
like that.
Well, anyone can feel free to call us at 914-235-1500. I would love to meet with you, or if I'm not available, any one of my staff can, and we can go through all of your needs and make it happen. The way you want it to happen, or you can come in and make an obviously all by appointment, and we can show you the beach club and 600 and explain all of the what we can offer there. Because I always feel a lot of people call for information or email you for information, but I always feel it's best to visit, especially when you're planning an event, Because once you see something and you get a feel for the person that's selling you something, there has to be that comfort zone.
Sure. And I just want to give that number again. It's 914-235-1500. Well, thank you, Tom. We really appreciate your information about the VIP Country Club and all the great events coming up. And I want to just thank our listeners for being with us this week. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Thank you very much.